Plattner ends U.S. Senate campaign ahead of deadline to replace him. Graham Plattner, main Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate, withdrew from his race against Senator Susan Collins on July 8, ending a campaign rocked by a sexual assault allegation and giving the state's Democratic Party time to name a replacement before November's election. "We are suspending campaign operations," Plattner said in a video posted to X. "This is incredibly difficult, because I know many will think of it as an admission of guilt," he said. "It most certainly is not." At the start of the more than 11-minute video, Plattner addressed and denied the reported allegations of sexual assault. "I think, as many of you know, over the past couple days I have faced some very serious allegations, and I just want to make it clear. This is all false," Plattner said. "The things that have been claimed did not happen. It's not real." He suggested that the allegations were politically motivated. The move came less than a week before the July 13th deadline for a candidate to withdraw and still be replaced on the ballot. Under Maine law, the state party then has until July 27th to name a new nominee. Plattner had said on July 6th, in a video posted on X, that he was taking the time to reflect on the best path forward. He has denied the sexual assault allegation. "Any accusation of non-consensual behavior is categorically false," he said. Jenny Rasico, a 41-year-old Maine resident, told Politico in an article published on July 6th that Plattner entered her home uninvited while intoxicated in late 2021 and forced himself on her over her repeated objections. Rasico, who said she had an on-and-off relationship with Plattner for more than 2 years, told the outlet that she cut off contact after the alleged incident and did not file a police report. Calls for Plattner to step aside came quickly. The Maine Democratic Party, in a statement signed by Chair Charlie Dingman, Vice Chair Imke Schessler, and Executive Director Devin Murphy Anderson, said it stands with women and survivors, and that principle does not bend based on party affiliation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who chairs the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, called the allegation incredibly disturbing and said the committee would not invest in the race if Plattner remained on the ballot. Senate Majority PAC, the main super PAC aligned with Senate Democrats, said it would also redirect resources away from the race. DNC Chair Ken Martin, who had also previously endorsed Plattner following the primary, also called for him to be replaced on July 6th. Several Democrats who had endorsed Plattner rescinded their support, including Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ruben Gallego, and Representative Ro Khanna. "The best path forward is for Graham Plattner to step aside as the Democratic nominee and address these serious allegations outside the Senate race," Warren said in a statement. Gallego and Khanna announced their reversals in posts on X. The state party has not announced a replacement. Plattner's main opponent in the primary, current Democratic Governor Janet Mills, has not weighed in on the matter or her willingness to be the replacement nominee. The allegation was the latest in a series of controversies for Plattner, an oyster farmer and Marine veteran. He has also faced scrutiny over sexually explicit messages sent to women during his marriage, as well as a tattoo resembling a Nazi SS symbol that he said he had not understood and covered up in October 2025. Plattner won the June 9th primary with more than 70% of the vote over a field that included Mills, who suspended her campaign in April but remained on the ballot, and David Costello. Democrats need to gain 4 seats to win Senate control, and they are counting Maine among their top targets. Collins, first elected in 1996, is seeking a 6th term. The general election will be held on November 3rd. Nathan Wooster contributed to this report.